Thank you, Tim. We have now reached our last batch of news items in part one. A few of our local services are in the news, with the appearance of new ambulances, the extension of the Open Library Scheme to more local libraries, and the county bids for money from a sustainable travel fund. But first, news of a new school opening in Cossey. A new school on the edge of Norwich will be opening its doors this September. Cossey Primary School, on 3 Mile Lane, has been built on the site of the former Cossey Junior School, which has been extended to take in more than 600 children aged 4 to 11. The Junior School and Cossey Infant School, on nearby Beaumont Road, merged to create the new Primary School, which opens on September the 5th and cost £3.95 million. Katie Lawson, a principal of Cossey Primary, said, "The new school was on the cards for a long time, with the idea that by having a primary school, you are eliminating any issues of transition for pupils. You have a greater consistency for the children, and they are familiar with the setting from day one." She also added, "Children who moved from infant to junior schools often experienced a dip in their academic attainment and social development." The new school will have 80 members of teaching staff from the former infant and junior school, which were rated as good by Ofsted in June 2016. There were no job losses, and Mrs. Lawson said the merger would allow for staff to share expertise. The new primary will be managed by the Evolution Academics Trust.
Bespoke ambulances, which have been specially designed to give patients a smoother journey while improving care, have started to hit the roads. A total of 12 vehicles are going into service in Norfolk and Waveney, with a further 43 set to be rolled out across the eastern region in the coming months, and another 171 by next April. East of England Ambulance Trust has invested around £21 million in the 226 vehicles, which have been developed following consultation with staff, patients, carers groups and trade unions. The ambulances have been designed to make transfers smoother and more comfortable for patients, who will be positioned in the centre of the vehicle rather than to one side, in turn allowing family members to sit with them or specialist medics to work around them. In a first for English trusts, E-East is installing automatic self-loading stretchers as standard, so staff no longer need to push patients up a ramp or onto a tail lift into the vehicle, reducing the chances of musculoskeletal problems while also improving the patient experience. The trust is also the first to begin using powered carry chairs so that staff do not have to lift patients when going up or down stairs. In addition, the new vehicles include a camera and intercom system so that the clinician in the cab can communicate with their colleague looking after the patients in the back.
All but three of Norfolk libraries could be accessible without a librarian by the end of the year as the rollout of open libraries continues. Norfolk County Council has revealed 10 more locations for its open library scheme, which creates time slots where members can access services outside of regular opening times without the building being staffed. First introduced in June 2018 in 30 different libraries, members can sign up to be given access to the services at certain times when a member of staff is not present, providing they do not have a history of misusing the services. Margaret Dewsbury, Cabinet Member of Communities at County Hall, said, "We know the current opening time means some residents may not be able to visit their library during the working days, so by extending the opening hours, we are offering unprecedented access to all the vital resources our libraries offer. The service is set to be brought in at Cossey, Earlham, Gaywood, Harleston, Loddon, Marlcross, Plumstead and Hunstanton."
Millions of pounds could be pumped into Norwich to boost car sharing and electric modes of transport, including electric scooters. Norfolk County Council wants to provide comprehensive travel information for all transport modes via an app. Boost provision for electric forms of transport, including buses, cycles, and car club vehicles, and encourage sustainable and shared transport. It hopes to do that via a shared future mobility zone, which would cost an estimated £24.6 million. The authority is due to agree details of the funding application for the project on September the 2nd at its Norwich headquarters, and will request £16.2 million from the government's Future Mobility Zone Fund. That fund is a £90 million pot of capital funding made available to areas on the shortlist for the government's £1.2 billion Transforming Cities Fund. The council is one of seven applicants which has made it through the second and final stage of the bid for the Transforming Cities Fund.
Norwich's new 10-pin bowling centre and games arcade is set to open next month in Castle Mall. Super Bowl UK will open its doors on September the 26th, creating more than 35 jobs after an investment of £375,000 by owners Sega Amusements International. The facilities will include bowling, Laser Quest, a ninja assault course, Soft Play, and Sega Prize Zone arcades offering a variety of video games. The Sega Amusement Arcade area is also set to bring classic games to the site, featuring characters including favourites like Sonic the Hedgehog. The centre will be capable of hosting up to 40 birthday parties a week, aiming to mirror the success of its venue in Ipswich in Suffolk.
Well, we've come to an end of part one. So that's all from Sam and myself. Now it's on to part two.